identical to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Phaedra.
You are now listening to Space Plane on CKUT 94.3 until 2 a.m. And we're gonna do this. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
You to hear this. The imagination was formerly trapped in the dream world, so you only had access, full access to the imagination in a subconscious level, so you couldn't bring and use the imagination as the true weapon that it is. At this point, we can. It is strong and getting stronger.
It is
waking up out of that dream world. Your imagination is a consciousness and a weapon within itself.
Believe that, Brother Panic!
It is every superhero you saw without their weapons. It's every superhero without their armor. It's every superhero without their superpower. That superpower was sleeping in the dream world. That superpower is slowly but surely being woken and accessed.
I see it every day.
The thing is, I know this to be a fact because I accessed and woke up my imagination in the last cycle in Kali Yuga. So my lifestyle personally has been everything I've ever dreamt. And that's not the be all and end all. That's just for the time being. The true imagination comes when you're outside of the body. What do you think is the mechanism that is running the entire gambit of how you see your new reality, your quantum reality? It's your imagination. Your quantum reality are the realm, all connected materials, and the realm of full potential. It is Universe B. We are in Universe A now. We must get back, and what is coming back into is Universe B. Universe B is home. This is nothing more than what the Egyptians call the quantum realm or the quantum reality. Or we can also call it the chaos realm. Or in from school, it was the realm of potential energy.
Well, you won't do nothing from school because school is hell and teacher got to be in hell teaching you bullshit.
We can say we are in a place of kinetic energy because things must move for it to manifest or it to have meaning. This means nothing till I move it to my mouth.
He's drinking
and
water.
Take the energy to make it a drink. So I have to move it to do that. So you can say that's kinetic energy, energy and movement. We always have to move stuff, do things to get things to happen.
For now, but I'ma straight start moving stuff with my mind. Full on telekinesis.
So, in the realm of potential energy, where nothing is created, that tells you all possibilities of creation that exists. And those possibilities exist in the unlimited potential of your mind for you. So you entering this realm, you no longer have the illusion that your situation is being dictated for you. You have no longer have the illusion that your situation can be out of control unless you make it out of control.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I see people doing it all the time, BP.
Message.
What was that?
So,
message.
Hey, turn that shit off.
Message.
Hey, come on. Can you turn that shit off? Brother Panic, have your crap in order or else. Was because of him.
On Space Plane.
Travails of this earth. know what it really means. I'm just polishing up the stone. I'm on a steady path. Truth of penalty.
Was a mass shift into where many ancestors who necessarily weren't on the conscious path have now gotten into peace everyone. The ancestors who not necessarily were on the conscious path but still earned their stripes for going through the Holocaust of planet Earth. They are now in a place where this realm has opened up, and a lot of them has made that migration into that place of their true heaven, where all reality is created by their full imagination. For those of us who are here, what it amounts to is just a power burst like Mario, a mushroom. Whereas we can now use our imagination to clear up some of this Holocaust that is on our ass.
That's right, folks. We're gonna do it. We got to do it. And it's up to you. And it's up to me, too. And you better believe I'm doing it.
Yeah. anyone who's seen Battlestar Galactica, and if you haven't, then that's absolutely required viewing to begin to understand where we're headed as a planet.
I know where they want us to be headed, Carrie Cassidy.
Human culture and humanoid culture and clones and androids.
Keep them away.
And beings that are all actually cyborgs, mixtures of bio energetics and manipulation, coupled with some natural parts of the body perhaps remaining, and so on. So the experimentation in the secret space program has been going on for 70 years, as I say.
At least.
The dealings with aliens have been going on for 70 years.
At least. In
our secret government, secret space program, and in other countries under their secret space programs, China, for example, Russia. Now, Russia is more or less partners with us in our secret space program, and that includes the Five Eyes and very likely others as well.
You can thank Blinken for that.
Appears to try to have their own, although I can say that the way the U.S. has handled the UFO secrecy situation is to basically throw their weight around, go wherever a crash has happened in the world, send in our people, cordon off the area, pay the government, you know, untold amount of money or whatever's necessary, make a trade, and take the UFO into their program. And this would have been done by coercion. And this is true in all these cases. So this has been true for now, very seriously true, ever since World War II. And that includes the Project Paperclip, where a good portion of the Nazis, and these were Nazis, including Wernher von Braun, who participated in torturing and allowing on their watch to have prisoners tortured, be slaves, and experimented upon.
People gonna dig on this as they go by. Or if I go door to door and say, hey, Jackson, you can't use bad chicken. They say, what the hell you think you're doing? Oh, that's all you want? Sure, let me check. Oh, man, fuck, is that what you want? Just to shut up? Nah, just kidding, man. Come on, ain't sitting in the kitchen. I want to hear some of the style that you've been kicking. And then I really blow some mind. That was one of the best. And that shout of mine. There was only five or six people that witnessed it, though. That's all it takes to appreciate my flow. It gets triangulated. Sit back out there. Don't you know? Bouncing around the ethers and the plasma, too. I remember that. That's my brain. The plasma field magnetic strip.
Thank you.
Which she basically delineates what really went on behind the scenes in Project Paperclip with the Nazi scientists that both the Russians and the U.S. Sort of took turns recruiting, and the tremendous amount of paperclip, you know, scientists that came over to our country, got involved in with NASA and the secret space program, and were treated very well in spite of the fact that they were Nazi war criminals, and she makes a very good case for the fact that they were in many cases. And so this is the beginnings of our secret space program. These are the people that you're going to be dealing with, people that have gone to work for these people who are behind the scenes, what we might call at this time deep staters, those working for the Illuminati and so on. So if they are going to come forward with any kind of disclosure, you can bet that it is going to be spinning it so that they look like the heroes. Yeah. So they can get out from under this huge responsibility for having left the Earth in her current state, which is, you know, with the rampant hunger and human slavery and trafficking. And their actual secret space program has been financed by human trafficking, which is actually what I think the number one way they finance themselves right now. And it continues in spite of Epstein's so-called arrest. And that there, this is where that you get the children in the underground bases that are being tortured, get during war, according to one of my witnesses, Mark Richards, talks about the reptilians coming in through the gate that has been held open, going through CERN in Switzerland, and they are coming in with their very large ships and then going into these war zones, picking up humans and basically taking them off planet and selling them, trading them as slaves, using them themselves as slaves and sex toys, etc., and for genetic engineering and all of that. So this is a huge enterprise that Earth has been subjected to actually since the very beginning days of the seedings of humanity. This is actually not something that just started 70 years ago, but in terms of our timeline and the evidence that we have on the table, so to speak, and the humans that are still alive who can substantiate all of what I'm saying, that includes my whistleblowers, obviously, and then people that have also passed on who have been whistleblowers in this capacity and so on. So there's a huge volume for those out there that aren't aware of all of this that I'm talking about, but have actually followed my channel.
Like me.
Even now that it's been deleted from YouTube and now that we're putting it on our own server.
It's Carrie Cassidy breaking it all down, and we're going to hear more from her in a minute. But right now, here's some Tony E, which is me, the host of the show, and Nicola Royer Artuso from July 24, 2020. Doing it to it like we do.
Crucial than ever that as we approach these days when it's very likely that we're going to have a fake alien, fake real is what I call it, fake real alien invasion. We have been invaded over and over and over again. We've been genetically re-engineered over and over again, our genome. We are a composite hybrid race of many races out there. Many ET races, good, what we would consider good, or sympathetic to who we are, as well as those that hold us in contempt, like the reptilians and the Draco. And so this is the scenario here that has been going on planet Earth, and it's more crucial than ever, as I say, that people educate themselves. Listen to my whistleblowers. Listen to the many whistleblowers that have
listen to Space Plane
come forward over the years. Other people have also interviewed whistleblowers, as you may know, and some of those are excellent interviews and very worth seeing. This story is a very multifaceted story. It's not all black and white. It's not even that simple. If you take in the AI side of it, you have to bring into accordance the idea that we have also got alien AI invading our planet right at this time. According to Mark Richards, there's about six of them that hold us, do not have our best interests in heart. And then there's another nine that we've created here on the planet, according to another source, that those are human-derived, supposedly. These are just numbers that I was given in the past year or two. They could, you know, they could have changed drastically even since I was given those numbers. So what you're really looking at, you can look at the Nazca alien story. I've done several interviews about that. All you have to do is do a search, like under, you know, Nazca, for example, in our Camelot library, or on Odyssey, our Camelot Odyssey channel. And you just put in one word to make it simple for the search engine, and, you know, whatever you happen to be wanting to search for, make sure you're spelling it right, or try different spellings and see what,
yep,
what the...
That's for when you're on ProjectCamelotPortal.com, featuring Carrie Cassidy, was because of her.
Search results end up to be. This is a very crucial story. This is all about who we are, who we will be in the future. And it's also important to know that there's a whole story that goes on behind this recent, what is in essence a genetic re-engineering of humanity, involving bringing forward what the secret space program calls humanity 3.0, from what I understand. And I called it, you know, robotic Superman versus angelic human. This was something that I put out many years ago, this concept, to make it easier for people to understand that there is and there was an agenda behind the secret space program, that they wanted to create basically a Superman and woman that involved really a super soldier, as Mark Richards would say, a passive super soldier that would then take orders. So the whole COVID thing is actually involving nano and AI. They don't care how many people they get to vaccinate now. They pretty much hit the critical mass that they needed on the planet, and especially, by the way, in the United States, where they're saying 32% are vaccinated. This is where they have been inculcated and accepted willingly the nano AI combination that is a package, a delivery package, which is indeed a bioweapon and contains a lot of other things besides those two things. But those two are paramount because they're going to change our DNA, make it so that they can manipulate our DNA at with the flick of a button, in essence, and at long distance. So none of this nonsense to do with masks and social distancing and all of this is going to do you one bit of good. It is true that people that are vaccinated are carrying this in sort of concentrations, let's say, within their body. So they're going fully, you know, they could go fully nano, for example, and in essence become androids. Now, there are certain bloodlines going to survive this, and certain bloodlines and physicalities are going to be able to handle it better than others. I want to talk to the abductees and tell them that they've most likely, in almost every case, already been shot up with this stuff. So aside from us getting it from in a natural way, so-called, from our environment, which is through the chemtrails, which isn't natural, but basically coming in through the air we breathe and the food we eat and the environments we occupy. And then also the understanding that this stuff is stimulated and excited, let's say, by 5G.
Intelligence of the crystal grid.
is where you get, it's a delivery process by which they're changing humanity, and they decided to jumpstart the entire program with this sort of fake virus, packaging it as in a flu type. Because what happens in, this is even in the book Prey by Michael Crichton, where the nano can actually get into your system to such an extent that it will cause a cytokine storm, as they call it, that it will basically overpower your ability to breathe and could cut off your ability to breathe. So this is also by virtue of nano, not only the fact that it's a package that the body is attempting to reject, and it's your antibodies that are trying to kick it out. And this is where you get this byproduct, which is, you know, mucus and all of that. So Dr. Robert O'Young has been on this story from the very beginning. I've interviewed him several times.
Oh, yeah, Carrie, good work on that. Dr. Robert Young, I played him last week, and he had some powerful news. And if y'all want to check that out, check the archives at ckut.ca and check out last week's episode. But this one is rolling along.
Judy Mikovits, is also on the story.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly Sherry Tenpenny. In fact, she knows the side I'm talking about, which has to do with the nano and how serious that is. So understanding that this is happening to our planet and to our world, and that, yes, you can control it, but it's going to involve, you know, having control over your body, having your higher self, having a good handle on yourself, so that you cannot be swayed when they send out a signal through an EMF or whatever, a scalar weapon, that triggers the nano in your body and triggers with an AI message and then gets you to act a certain way. You can resist it, but you will have to have a strong will. You will have to have developed spirituality, and you will also have to have a fairly high frequency.
Oh, yeah, you know I be all them things. I cannot be swayed. I will not be swayed.
Akbar, the intergalactic Asiatic starfighter, creative rhyme writer, I meditate like a spider, and I'm with my man Reese Knapp, we teach math, raptivist, black activist, check the hi-fi, sci-fi, about to go down in your town, 1-2, 1-2, yo, I was walking down the street, late one night, when I looked up in the sky, cause I spotted a light. I said to myself it couldn't be the moon, and it wasn't a plane or a weather balloon. But whatever it was ready to land. So I didn't try to play no Superman. I began to walk, then I started to run, so I could drop the dime, dial 911. I said, yo, officer, I think that you should know that I just spotted a UFO. He said we can't go on just by what you say, cause we get calls like this every day. In order for us to write out a report, you must have evidence of some sort. Well, I didn't even get a chance to interrupt, cause the next thing I knew, the pig hung up. I checked my watch, it was 3:45. Then I ran to the house, opened up the door, jumped in the bed and took a Tylenol, and tried to forget the whole thing I saw. But it was what it was. But it was what it was. But it was what it was. A UFO flying low. I couldn't budge. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. Feels like I'm stuck. I must have struck a nerve in my brain. Yo, I saw the mothership. Visions of the crystal city made a rubber flip. It was the mothership. Yo, I saw the mothership. Visions of the crystal city made a rubber flip. I was smack dab in the middle of a wonderful dream when I was suddenly awoken by a frightening scream. My first reaction was to grab my heat, pull down the covers, threw back the sheets, looked over to the window, sprang to my feet. Outside, I saw mad people on the street in a state of shock. Somebody called the cops to quiet the riot, but now they pulling out blocks, shutting down blocks, busting shots in the sky. But why even try to defy the Most High? It was a divine sign, encounter of the third kind. Let my word shine till the planets realign. Tell the angels to hold the four winds before the world ends when the Lamb descends. Introducing them to the New Jerusalem to settle the pain and end the devil's reign. The mothership came. I saw the mothership. You might think I'm on the brink of some other sh, but it was what it was. But it was what it was. But it was what it was. Actually, my angelic brothers was coming back for me. Yo, I saw the mothership. Visions of the crystal city made a rubber flip. It was the mothership. Yo, I saw the mothership. Visions of the crystal city made his brother flip. It was the mothership. Yo, I saw the mothership. Visions of the crystal city made a brother flip. It was the mothership. Yo, I saw the mothership. Visions of the crystal city made his brother flip. Flip.
Complex future for humanity right now, and it is frustrating for me that our government, and I mean that means all sides of it, and Juana Savin has talked about why Trump is unable to talk about the real truth, and he certainly knows it, about what's going on with all of this and the nano and the move to create a humanity 3.0 now. Why do they want a humanity 3.0? They want it. They actually want to get rid of, you know, sickness and all of this, and they want you to be spacefaring, and they want you to be, you know, the only thing you can really liken it to is a robot. So more robotic, malleable, taking orders when told, and so on. However, it's. In a sense, it's an experiment because they don't know where this is going to go. And you've got various AIs thinking of
all these technology worshipping materialists. I'm watching them go down, and it is laughable. These are indeed fantastic times, Carrie.
Of the sort of body under the influence of the nano is going to be morphing into this new physicality that is, like I say, basically an android taking orders from a... So that's the hardware, and then the software is the AI that then comes in through scalar waves and 5G and various ways it rides upon those and can basically... Give orders to your body that supersede your own orders to your body, if you want to look at it like that. So you're going to be in competition with those AIs to be the master of your body and your destiny. And although some people will have that easy ability to do to maintain and to stay centered under those circumstances, it's going to be difficult for a lot of people. Now, the people that can't handle it obviously are going to be manifesting all kinds of problems, blockages in their system, what we're seeing in the people that manifest the flu-like symptoms, obviously. People who are elderly, whose systems simply can't handle the change. And then other more sensitive systems that might have some, organic block against bringing in and allowing in this type of overload of nano and control systems, etc. So I'm just trying to encourage people to think about this, to understand that on some levels it could help a person to survive because they will have a different operating system within their body, if you will. But on the other hand, it will be very vulnerable to take over and to control. And of course, the tracking goes with it. The tracking is in the hydrogel, and some call it luciferase. It's smart dust. Call it what you will. It's always been a part of the package from the early days of COVID, and even before that. So all of that is a given, but it's not a complete loss, okay?
Oh man, it is a hilarious game. I am burning all government microchips in my body. Oh my goodness gracious, these losers, watch them scramble, drinking the last dregs at the party.
Michigan water tastes like sherry. another in Mississippi. I'm scared to call her name. Michigan water tastes like sherry wine. Michigan water tastes like sherry wine.
Something about how much am I truly dedicated to creativity? I could dedicate more if I was in a more nourishing environment. It is time for my environment to reflect the nourishment that I have been bringing to the people through me. Taken care of. Now, how long do I have to reassure myself that everything's going to be okay? When am I gonna